This is Podcast X. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. With me this week is Courtney Coombs. This is the second and concluding part of our Tank Girl Volume 1 review. Once you're done listening, you might want to head over to thumcast.blogspot.com. I don't know if Tim will have his podcast going again by the time you hear this, but if he does, you'll definitely want to give a listen. But don't forget, you listen to PCX first, for yay, thou shalt have no other podcast before mine! I had to look up this guy. They were talking about Keith Chegwin or Chugin or Chegwin or whatever his name is. Apparently, he was like a British TV personality who was like an alcoholic.
So when did they mention that?
Right here. Wonder if he was trying to insult me when he said Keith Chegwin. And if you go, go back. He's like, doesn't mean you have to treat me like I'm Keith Chegwin.
Okay.
Yeah, that was annoying me. I had to know who the hell they were talking about.
Also, I wish he did die by having his blood turn to mercury. Oh, she said, come here, koala. So it is a koala. Not a ranga bear. Actually, koalas aren't bears, by the way.
Well, what are they? Oh, wait, they're marsupials.
Yes, because they have conveniently placed pouches at the front for carrying vagina monsters.
For people who don't read the blog, vagina monsters is the acceptable term for what most people call babies, as it more accurately describes what they truly are, which is parasites. Once they're incubating, they're parasites for 9 months, then they're spat forth from the vagina, and then they're vagina monsters.
And then they just suck the life out of you.
Yeah, I don't know. Why do women have babies?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want kids ever. I mean, I might clone myself, but then I put my brain within that clone, so it doesn't really count.
What do you do with the clone brain?
Just give it to zombies or something.
Ooh, what if you, like, put it in the tank and gave it the capability to communicate and hear you, and you could just, like, torment it forever? Like,
Maybe I could upload all my memories into that one, so if I were to die, that brain would be a spare one, and then I just put that one in another body, and it's a never-ending cycle.
They actually did that? Professor X was taken over by a brood who are like giant bug-looking aliens, and what they did was they created a clone body of Professor X, and they put his consciousness into the clone body, and of course the clone body, being a clone, could actually, like, walk around and shit. But I'm like,
oh, and in Venture Brothers. Have you seen that episode with the clones?
Yeah. You know what was funny about that is at the end when he's like, oh, yeah, this happens all the time.
No, I just love how they're, like, naked on the floor and they, like, touch each other. Like, and then you got the real Hank and Dean just screaming. Yeah.
They look like jelly monsters. In that, I was wondering how they were going to bring them back after they killed them in the season finale.
I won't sing the theme song. Well, not the theme song, but the song at the end of that.
No, you're going to sing Xanadu, and we're going to make it the live. Actually, you know what? You can sing whatever you want, as long as I get you singing. Because then you can never talk about me or Vixens or Starhawks singing ever again.
I have to warm up. Yeah. There we go.
Okay, now 80% of our listeners are deaf. So, Tank Girl is, she's torturing
them. Just remember, Darth Sidious also had a clone. Just sort of put that out there.
In
the comics.
Oh, because I don't remember that from the, do you read Star Wars Legacy?
The one set in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried it. It was lame.
I kind of liked it, but the Sith Lord of the future, you know, the dude, like, they were building up the mystery of who he was, and then he, like, unmasks, and I'm supposed to know who he is, and I had no idea who he was. And I'm like, okay, I'm out. I shouldn't have to know, like, all kinds of Star Wars continuity to be able to follow this. I do like...
Yeah.
It's cool that they made Luke's descendant, like, a junkie version
of... An asshole?
Well, he's an asshole, and he's a junkie, and he's kind of like Han Solo. That I didn't mind. But, you know, like, by the end, he'll be all goody-goody and shit, and it won't be fun anymore.
Oh, I was just going back to the comic. She's like, what's that strange out-of-control jet sound? Stuff with the foreshadowing. Actually, the first time I read this, I was like, is it going to be Jetgirl? Is it going to be Jetgirl? No.
No, Jetgirl comes late. I never knew there was a sub-girl.
Yeah, she was in the movie for, like, 5 seconds. She kind of looked like Magenta from Rocky Horror.
Oh, well, that's cool, then. Oh, great. I normally don't like full-page splash panels like this, but this is a good one.
It makes use of it, though.
I love this one. A plane...
Crunch.
Yeah. This plane crashed...
You know what?
Go ahead.
I should get a photo of the 9/11 attack and... crunch underneath it.
You know, I'm shocked and appalled that you would make 9/11 jokes on Podcast X. We never do such things.
I'm bad.
You are. You should be ashamed of yourself. You know, Cormac...
Sit in the corner and have a time out.
Well, yes, here in America, that's how we punish our children. We don't actually, like, whoop their asses so they'll behave.
With belts. That's what we do over here, belts.
And I bet your children behave. Not yours personally. Yes, I know you don't. You're 16. I mean, Australian children. I bet they behave.
Yeah, and the ones that don't are, like,
you.
High on... Ritalin and speed.
I'm actually disappointed to hear that, like, Ritalin and this whole doping up kids thing has made it over there, because I'm convinced that, like, things like ADD are over-diagnosed. Like, I'm sure there are kids that have ADD, but at the same time, I'm sure that there are parents who just can't control their kids.
Oh, yeah, because it was... Oh, my God, I just did that Kool-Aid thing. Oh, yeah! Anyway, so there's this kid that my brother went to school with, and he didn't really have ADHD, but the doctor insisted that he did, and at school he was pretty much stoned the whole time. He just sat there, wouldn't talk. And
I just
like,
had
hey,
a thought.
What?
Maybe there's kids, because I would have done this if there were these drugs around when I was a kid, back in the 1800s. Maybe there were kids who pretend to have ADD just so they can get the drugs.
You know, I was tempted to try my brother's drugs, but then my mom's all like, no, I count them. I know how many there are. Damn.
I can't... Hey, that makes me wonder, though, because we have, like, drinking age is no lower than 18 over here. Do you even have a, like, legal drinking age in Australia?
Well, the alternative to breast milk is beer.
That answers that question. Wow, yeah. A plane is crashing, like, what, 10 feet away from her? And
you know what? I just realized that when we first started recording, I was really lame, but now I'm a bit more comfortable. We'll have to re-record the beginning.
I don't know. It might be funnier to leave the lame part in there.
That'll, because I'm just a noob right now, so, yeah. If I ever do a podcast again, I'll have more experience.
Is it right for a 16-year-old girl to have experience? Isn't that a sad thing? What happened to innocence and purity and times have changed. Which is cool, because that means there's lots more, like, slutty 8-year-old girls for me to rape.
You can't fit your thing in there. It's too tight.
I will find out. I will, I tell you. I'm on a mission. Hey, didn't you get kicked off a board for, like, practically nothing, and I keep saying things like this on the show and getting away with it?
I know. It's just, yeah, life's so fair.
Because you didn't threaten to kill anybody. I could understand if you did. All you said was that you wanted to kill people, and you explained how you would do it. I don't see how that's any kind of a problem. I want to kill people. If anybody cares, I'll tell you how I'll do it. Fire. Fire is the cleanser.
But it turns out that there are a lot of Catholic, there were a lot of Catholic people on that board, which I didn't realize at the time. Yeah, staying away from boards like that.
And yet it was a Star Wars board. I would think if they were really devout Catholics, they'd be offended by, like...
It's called witchcraft!
It kind of does. I mean, isn't the Force supposed to be mystical and shit?
No, it's fucking midichlorians!
I hate that. Oh god, I hate that.
Being a kid who was raised with the new trilogy, and being someone who loved science, yeah, I just accepted it.
Did you accept...
Oh, speaking of science... yeah, if a plane crashed right near Tangle right there, she wouldn't be standing.
Well, again, she's using her power for nothing to go wrong and for her to be unaffected by anything that happens.
Oh, so you're saying, did I believe what?
Oh, now I've...
Santa Claus?
Well, no, Santa Claus is real.
I never believed in him.
Nor should anybody. You know what it is? I can't decide if the Santa Claus myth is good for children or not, because in a way it primes them not to believe in God, because in the back of a smart kid's head you would think it would have the effect of, oh, adults are liars. They make up these myths and try to convince me that these lies are true. So if that's the case, then actually the Santa Claus myth does have value. But I don't know. I'm against anybody lying to anybody for any reason, so I can't really get behind it.
Oh, come on. There's good reasons to lie, like robbing banks.
That's different. No. Oh, well, see, that's different. First of all, murder is both cool and fun, and there's nothing wrong with robbing banks. That's where the money is. What are you supposed to rob? Exactly.
Babies? Lollipops from babies?
Man, it would be so cool if, like, there really was, like, somebody going around and stealing lollipops from babies, and that was, like, all they did, and they never caught the person.
Yeah, no, one of Batman's villains, the child candy snatcher.
Was that from a cartoon?
No, I just made it up just then, the candy snatcher.
Because I could see them doing that in the cartoon, I'm telling you. I could see, like, the Joker snatching a lollipop from a baby.
Oh, speaking of the Joker, it was just one page, totally out of context to the rest of the story, but this little kid, he was about 8 years old, coming home from school, and he's like, oh boy, I can't wait to show Dad my report card, it's all A's! And then the Joker runs up, grabs a report card, tears it up in his face, runs away, and the kid's like... Now my parents won't believe me. And then the Joker's like, ha ha, made someone cry.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, I would take like E's and F's and make them into B's.
Oh, like in The Simpsons.
Oh, they did that in The Simpsons. Well, not as good as it used to be, but still okay. And it really did, yeah. There was an episode of South Park where Butters became a supervillain.
Yeah, kind of like Magneto. He kind of looked like Magneto.
Remember, he kept getting frustrated because in one of his episodes where he was a villain, he kept coming up with evil schemes, and his sidekick kept telling him that the Simpsons already did it.
There's even the Sea Monkeys, which was technically already done by the Simpsons, which was already done by the Twilight Zone.
Cartoons are cool. Oh, look.
That's pretty much all my viewing.
Yeah, everybody's... Oh, go ahead.
Let's get back to the comic.
Really?
Yeah, we're tangenting.
You know what? I bet we're all... Let me see how long. Yep, this is definitely going to be at least a two-part episode, apparently. So, hey, this worked out well for you.
In what way?
You get to monopolize the show for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. So looking at the priest guys, I think that I think real priests should dress like them.
I would take priests more seriously if they did, because they've got like totally like punk hair. In fact, the guy's hair is like 2 feet tall at least.
And he's got a tattoo on his chin of a cross.
That's commitment. And yeah, they're explaining. You were saying it was foreshadowing. She was firing that weapon into the
air. Well, 1 minute we were flying along quite happy, and then all of a sudden the pilot's testicles grew really, really big. About 10,000%, they were so big he couldn't reach the controls.
Hey, you were right, it was foreshadowing. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was just like, you're right, it is foreshadowing. I thought you were going to go on.
No, that was pretty much it. Man, if that weapon existed in real life, that would actually be frightening.
I'd have endless amusement with it, though.
That and the turning blood into mercury gun.
I think that one would be a lot darker and less comical.
She is easily manipulated because they're like, we're on a holy quest. And she's like, okay, fuck you. And they're like, did we say holy quest? We meant party.
Party? I haven't been to a party in weeks. I could give you a lift if you want.
Yeah, so that was easy. That's okay. They're going to get theirs. They're in for a rough ride here.
Oh, wait. Next page. There we go.
Another full. Yeah. No, look, no hands. They are scared shitless.
Are there seatbelts on that chair?
Yeah, because if you look really close at the priest on the right, it does look like he's got a seatbelt on.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no way. They would have fallen off the tank.
Oh, I think that might be a satchel bag.
Could be. But either way, they're horrified. Therefore, this is funny.
And this is Jamie Hewlett's universe, so gravity doesn't seem to work the same way as we've seen with the tank bra. The missile bra.
Yeah, the Jamie Hewlett-verse has its own peculiar physics, definitely. As we saw when the plane crashed right behind Tank Girl, and she's standing there like, huh, what? Oh, this is great. She goes off a cliff, just for fun. And she saves...
I love his art in that last panel. Just thought I'd say.
If I was going to have a cartoon band, I would want him to, animate the videos. Yeah. I can see how he wound up being the guy to do that.
Except they did the CGI stuff in, I think, the second concert, which was, average.
Oh, you got to actually see a Gorillaz concert?
On DVD.
I was going to say, how does that work? Because if they show, like, real people, like, it ruins the whole effect.
Deathcock could going to do the same thing, apparently. On a world tour, CGI, holograms.
I wonder if the Archies ever toured.
Oh, in the Gorillaz Rise of the Ogre novel. Murdoch was at a party, and then Jughead's all drunk and messed up, and he comes up to Murdoch and is like, you stole our idea, and then he tries to punch him in the face.
There was a Gorillaz novel?
Yeah.
That's just weird.
Oh, it was really good. It was about the making of their band, and it was kind of from the animated world's perspective, and then they just say that Jamie Hewlett and Damon Albarn helped.
Yeah, they helped cash their own paychecks from the royalties for that, which they probably had nothing to do with, sure. But you know what? Jamie Hewlett's he probably never made all that much money off of Tank Girl, so I'm glad he's making money now off of something. Because I don't know how it did over there, but I think the Tank Girl movie bombed really badly over here.
Yeah, it's pretty underground.
We did get that one cool Bjork video out of it, though. The one for Army of Me, where she's fighting like a dentist in a gorilla suit.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, that was special. So anyway... You know, now I like the fact that they use special for retarded, because I could just use that interchangeably and confuse people, and then they don't know whether I'm saying something's good or retarded.
What does it mean? What does it mean? How to get burned? How to get burned?
Hey, you lied to me. You told me it doesn't snow in Australia.
It doesn't.
But it's snowing here in Australia in the comic.
Where?
The next page. Two pages after the full page splash.
Sorry, you just jumped.
I know.
Telling me. Let's see. What is the cause of this snow?
It's a miracle, I guess.
Because it's Jesus!
Yeah, that's what happens here on the last page. He crashes.
Who looks like Lord Voldemort?
Oh, wait a minute. Are you on the last page of the story?
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen any of those Harry Potter movies.
The only thing I like about it is Voldemort.
Is he the bad guy, I guess?
Yeah, but he's not that evil. I feel like just going into his world and saying, look, this is how you kill a stupid teenage nerd. You fucking assassinate him with a sniper rifle. Easy.
Well, then they couldn't make any more movies or profit from them.
Yeah, it's like, you know, why didn't Gandalf just fly Frodo on the back of Gwaihir, the eagle, to Mordor? Because that's not interesting.
Or why doesn't Luthor, who is smart enough to kill Superman at any time, ever kill him once and for all?
Because there's money to be made!
Exactly. Oh, hey, check it out. I didn't know what, like, this second coming of Jesus in the manger thing, there'd be, like, talking kangaroos and shit here.
Oh, yeah, the second coming, it's got everything. It's going down, man. Like, the first coming, it was just warming up. The sequel is better.
This... Jesus 2. This time, it's personal.
Oh, Family Guy, oh, well, yeah, it was the Passion of the Christ sequel.
Did I see that one? I remember...
Best trailer ever.
I remember when Mel Gibson was on South Park. Because, like,
he was flinging shit at everyone?
Yeah. Now, that was classic. I didn't even notice the first time I read this. They've got the Virgin Mary 2.0 saying shit. That's pretty cool. And here's my favorite panel of the whole...
Mary says shit. Does that mean that everyone can say shit now?
Yes. Yes, it does. Spread the word.
Yeah. Oh, and they're also saying, like, damn Christ, good Lord.
I have to ask you, is... Here in America, the Christianity stuff is, like, it's ridiculous. You can't get away from it. It's like trying to get away from Nazi shit if you're living in Nazi Germany. Please tell me at least it's not like that in Australia.
Or you can say goddamn, because I remember watching a show and this little kid's like, damn, and then the mom's like, Billy, language, and I'm like, what did he say?
Damn's not a curse.
I think Australians with their language tend to be very open with it. I don't know. Well, if you see any Australian shows, they all tend to be swearing and.
Oh yeah,
speaking.
Yeah. That reminds me, because. To my shame, I did used to watch Prisoner Cell Block H, and,
What's wrong with you?
What was that?
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Look, it was on, and you know what? It was the only TV show at the time in America where people did curse freely. Because I remember there was that one guard, the prisoners actually called her Vinegar Tits.
I can say shit in front of my parents, so, yeah. All of the F word and the other C word, off limits.
Yeah, a lot of women are touchy about, as you say, the C word. Which
I was going to say, I assume cunt is cum.
Well, you're... I never knew this. Apparently in French, plot, P-L-O-T-T-E, I guess you say it, plot, is another word for cunt. And... Apparently, that's why Julie Doucet, the cartoonist, named her comic Dirty Plot. And it would always get confiscated at, like, the Canadian border. Customs would think it was a filthy comic just because of the title.
Why? That's just wrong, man. Stealing people's comics.
Yeah, I don't know. I was always reading, over the years, about the Canadian customs dudes, like, confiscating all kinds of comics because they're so touchy. I don't know what's up with that. Would you say your version of Canada...
How about that?
Sorry?
How about that?
Thank you, Vixen. And you said your version of Canada was New Zealand?
Yeah, pretty much. They're like the younger version, and everyone confuses their accent for our accent, even though to us it's so obvious.
Oh, yeah. Here's how you can tell Canadians from Americans. Canadians pronounce the word about a boot.
A boot. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, Hayden Christensen is from Canada, isn't he?
I don't know. He's fake Darth Vader, right?
Yeah.
I try not to think about Hayden Christensen.
Or Vader.
Nobody should think about Hayden Christensen. There's that...
He's hot!
Oh, come on. Do you approve of that they, like, put him in at the end of Revenge of the Jedi in the special edition?
Oh, yeah, that was shit. I mean, what, we're going to put, like, Qui-Gon in there next and make Obi-Wan and Yoda look young again? I mean, there's only so far you can go with that, dude.
Actually, I've got to ask you a question, because you're an expert. How did Obi-Wan Kenobi get so much older just in the span of, like, 18 years?
Because he was living on his own in Tatooine, probably doing a lot of drugs and drinking and Tatooine prostitutes. Yeah, it's a pretty rough life out there.
You just described a Star Wars series I would like to see be made.
The dirty life of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And he'd be using his force powers to fuck with people. Kill anybody that annoyed him. This is the best panel in the whole book. When she's like...
How... Or Tank Girl the Jamie way, or we just skipped it?
Oh, I'm looking at the last page of the Jesus story, where she's like...
Oh, right.
She's like, who's this ugly little monster? And they say, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
So it is!
And we have the moral of this story, which is to bring liquor to a party.
Yeah, that's... You can't go wrong with that, I guess.
Hey, even baby Jesus is saying, S'right.
Little Voldemort, as we shall now refer to him.
Hey, maybe is it possible that Voldemort is Jesus gone bad?
I think so. Maybe because the movies and the books are told from Harry's perspective, Voldemort is actually a good guy trying to liberate all these wizards from this cult. Like, witchcraft isn't real. It's just they've been brainwashed into thinking it is.
I don't get the whole Harry Potter thing. And there was so much hype over that last book, and apparently, like, nobody important died. I'm like, what was the point?
Oh, I rewrote the end. If you read my journal just a few months ago, yeah, Voldemort wins.
Is there any villain you don't like?
Well, the villain in the Tank Girl movie, he wasn't that great.
Yeah, and that's a shame, because Malcolm McDowell's usually pretty good.
Yeah, he always plays villains.
Do you ever watch Lex?
With the triple X or the or two X's?
Two X's at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
That show was so ahead of its time and underrated. It's like Star Trek if it was, like, done by people on crack. I mean that as a compliment.
Speaking of Star Trek, remember Worf? Oops.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were talking about ways to kill Wesley. I still say the best way would be to have Worf deliberately blow him out of an airlock, and then when he gets caught by Picard, he just says, whoops. Of course, Picard would be like, that's all right, Worf, you've done all of us a favor. We shall never tell anyone. Then Beverly would be like...
He's Scottish.
Okay, look, we already established I have one voice. And I don't think Patrick Stewart sounds like Joe Quesada's dead father.
He kind of sounds like this.
T. Earl Grey. Hot. You know what? Why'd they wussify him? You know, the only thing about Picard that annoys me is that Captain Kirk was like, you know, he was a man's man. And Picard would, like, he would cry. He would drink tea.
Because he's British.
It's just that I want to like Picard, and it's like they were determined to make me not like him.
Well, he's the more intellectual. He's on the more intellectual side, whereas Kirk was just, let's get in there and fight, you know?
I'll say this much. I can actually believe that somebody like Jean-Luc Picard would be appointed captain of a starship. I don't know how the hell Captain Kirk got that job.
Although... Jean-Luc Picard is a pretty manly name, so he makes up for it.
I like the scene in the one episode where Q is taking the role of a, like, delivery boy, and he's like, delivery for Jean-Luc Picard? That was funny. And also funny is how to draw Tank Girl the Jamie way.
Which, the little Jamie in the corner scares the hell out of me and doesn't look like Jamie Bullitt at all.
I choose to believe that is exactly what Jamie Hewlett looks like.
That's me! And he's just staring into my soul! Like a Rangabear!
What was the other one? Kongaroos?
Kongaroos, yeah. From Hong Kong. The giant.
And they fight each other. And people die in the big fights they have.
You know what? I used to think that King Kong had something to do with Hong Kong when I was really little. The misconceptions you had as a kid.
Yeah. I got nothing. I know I used to think stupid things like that when I was a kid, but that's so long ago now, the memory just fails. This is funny because you have three stages, and stage two has nothing to do with stages one and three.
Actually, none of them have anything to do with any of the others. But I always hate those how to draw books because being someone who can draw, it's like you can't really teach drawing to anyone else. You're either born with that ability or you aren't. It's like a mutant power or something.
That would be one of the less useful mutant powers in a fight, though.
Well, at least I could draw who attacked me. They look like this.
Or, you know what? You got a point there.
And back at Justice League headquarters.
Oh, man.
And here it is. There is indeed a fourth story. This is the most off the wall of the four stories. Right away, she's strapped to two nuclear warheads.
Oh, I love her outfit. She's got great taste.
This isn't even really her. Like, this dude's dreaming or something. She's got an animal skull on her hat.
You know, I don't know if anyone actually does download these and then listens to the podcast at the same time.
People should. That would be the best way to get the full experience, because then we're basically, like, functioning like a DVD commentary track.
Well, because I draw while I'm listening to Podcast X, so basically it's just so I don't get lonely and my brain's still simulated.
Well, I'm glad all of our talk about 911 victims and infant rape and such entertains you.
Yeah. You know what? We were talking for 5 hours yesterday, and I could not sleep that night because I'd overstimulated my brain.
Oh, my God. In fact, hey, Starhawk, if you're listening, check this out. I know exactly what you're talking about, because remember I said I was going to go see Diary of the Dead with Starhawk? Yeah. I could not fall asleep this morning, and I wound up having to call Starhawk. I was like, look, I can't sleep. I know when I do and I get up, it's going to be so late. There's no way I can catch this movie. Because, yeah, it's hard to, like, turn your brain down from, like, you know, 100% down to, like, okay, go to sleep now.
It would be cool if you could, though. Just, like, a robot, just off.
I think that's why, like, people do those scary drugs like Ambien. And I'm afraid of those, though.
That guilty Ledger!
That killed Heath Ledger.
Well, the Joker killed Heath Ledger, but, you know, whatever.
You know, that automatically makes this movie cool, no matter what. The fact that he's dead now. But
I'm counting down the days to see this movie.
Hey, when does that come out?
June 16.
Oh, that's...
I think.
That's too far away.
Wait, no, July 18.
Ah, even worse.
And Hellboy 2 comes out the week before, so good luck to Hellboy.
I did not see the Hellboy movie. I love the comics. The comics are creepy, and it looked like an action movie, so I just couldn't get into the idea of seeing it.
It's pretty faithful to the books, but and it doesn't try too hard to capture the look of the comic.
I don't think you also, could.
Well, yeah, even the cartoons didn't quite look like Mike Mignola's art.
Although Ron Perlman is the only guy who could possibly play Hellboy, I do have to say that.
Yeah, and his sexy voice.
Oh boy. Never mind that he looks like, he looks like a kangaroo.
Well, actually, you know, in Blade 2 and in Hellboy, he doesn't look too bad.
I never saw Blade 2 either, although I should because Del Toro directed it and Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, I'm just pimping Guillermo del Toro's movies right now. Go see Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, God, was that a perfect movie or what?
That was creepy. It was like an Italian movie.
I was going to say, and you love villains, so you had to like that dude, man. He was, like, totally irredeemable.
Oh, and the Chelsea Smile thing that he had on his face. That's just bad.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, and he stitched his... Oh, yeah.
How manly is that? Didn't he barely even flinch? He's like, yep, just sewing up my face. Yeah.
Anybody out there, if you have not seen Pan's Labyrinth, you suck. See it.
Oh, and he drinks the alcohol and then just makes it bleed more. And he's like, damn it was worth it.
And he still barely flinches. I mean,
alcohol tastes like crap.
It's... Where was I? Oh yeah, no. Oh, kids that are listening who are underage to drink. I don't want kids to be afraid to drink like the liquor in their parents.
The vodka cruises are a good thing to start with, although not when you're 9 years old. Then you end up killing rats with your bare hands.
You never did tell me that. You told me that about that incident, but you never gave me the actual story. I sense a story behind that.
Well, I was at camp, and these older kids brought alcohol over, and I was like, hey, it tastes like a fruit drink. Like, I'll just scull it. Not a good idea. And then in someone's room, it was a girl from my class, and she was afraid of all animals for no reason, and yeah, she was freaking out about a rat in her room, so I went in, and I hunted it down and killed it.
Children in Australia are different than children in America.
Oh, yeah, just to reach my age, I've seen horrors you cannot imagine. Spiders, snakes, flying cockroaches.
For some reason, I'm more freaked out by the flying cockroaches than the snakes.
Oh, those are horrific. We stayed at this really shitty beach house, and at night, they'd all come in, and they'd just be flying at your face, and you couldn't do anything, because they locked onto you like a missile.
Ugh. There was actually a horrible movie in the 70s called Bug that was about flying cockroaches, but that wasn't creepy enough. They also had them have the power to set themselves on fire as they're flying at you.
But that's like kamikaze.
Yeah, but you know, it makes me respect those flying roaches a little more, that they're willing to do that to take you out.
Oh, let me review a comic or something.
You know, this always happens. It doesn't matter who the co-host is. Yeah.
You're just so fun to talk to.
Is that what it is? Tank Girl is, we try to get back to this, strapped between two nuclear warheads, sitting under a giant nuclear warhead that this dude here is like riding like it's a horse. He has the reins and everything. And clearly this is not a real sequence, and sure enough, we're about to
find out. It's trippy, though.
It
I like when
is.
Yeah, when Jamie Hewlett has the ability to just completely get let go of reality. Fun. Oh, also I like anything that rhymes. So here's a line. He's like, "You're a guitar without strings, an angel without wings." Yay!
There, he's all pissed off because she won't kiss his ass. Oh, by the way, Tank Girl does not have a clever response to his rhyming repartee. All she says is, "Eh, you're a fat asshole."
Yeah, that's not true.
Well, it's not the real Tank Girl. It's a okay. Here you go. Next page. Suddenly, she has missile tits,
and they're like in his face and coming from all directions.
And as she's saying "suck on these," he cries out "mammary madness."
That sounds like something out of Batman,
doesn't
in
it?
The 60s.
That should be like a team of topless supervillainesses. They call themselves Mammary Madness.
You know, there was Codpiece, so I guess he could have, like, those as his sidekicks.
Is that the dude from that Doom Patrol comic?
Yeah, and he had a red costume, and he always felt like women didn't like him because he was underendowed. He was just a douchebag. And, yeah, so he had this giant Codpiece that had a drill and lasers on it. Insane. Like Warren Ellis insane.
I like the cover where he's just standing there proudly, and you only see him from the waist up. And he's got the two chicks behind him, and they're looking down at his crotch, and they're, like, gasping in pleasure. That was a good...
That reminded me of... what was that? The Sweetest Thing.
The Sweetest... Okay, you got me on that one. The Sweetest
Cameron
Thing?
Cameron Diaz?
Didn't see it.
Oh. Who else was in that? Selma Blair.
She's old, right?
No, she was in Hellboy as Liz Sherman.
Okay, definitely.
Anyway, moving on.
I don't know who I'm thinking of.
So, the dream has ended, and some other chick has come into the room. I think she's working for him.
Yeah.
And he's sobbing like a baby.
Yeah, well, life's not going too good for her either. She's got an eye patch. And
eye patches are sexy, as Deathstroke has demonstrated.
You know, I don't approve.
Who was voiced by Ron Perlman?
You just... It's all tied together in your head, isn't it?
Yeah, in my fangirl mind.
I don't... Oh, I'm going to test your fangirlness. You do know how he lost that eye, right?
Yeah, his wife. Can't remember her name, but she shot him in the eye.
Yeah, that's just wrong. I mean, I know he was distracted because, like, his manservant had been kidnapped or whatever, but...
No,
like,
it was his son.
Okay, well, that's a little more forgivable, frankly. But, yeah, she really shouldn't have been able to get the drop on him like that.
Also, she was at really close range in that comic, so I don't know how it didn't just go through to his brain pan.
You know what? It's not just the Jamie Hewlett universe. Physics are just different in comics. Because, yeah. Or, no, actually, I got nothing. Yeah, that really should have gone through his head. Or at least...
Oh my god! There's tiny faces on either side of the panels! It's wrong. Why are they there?
Well, the one tiny face poking at... Hey, they're breaking the fourth wall. The one tiny face is like, Jamie? And the other tiny face on the other side of the page is saying, Phil? Whoever that is. Jamie Hewlett's having a lot of fun with this.
Or he's high.
Or both. Yeah.
You know that noise? That noise I made before was inward screaming.
And well, you can. We already established you can actually scream, unlike myself, where I'll cut off the Skype call. Yeah. This dude, I guess he's Tank Girl's former boss before she went rogue earlier in the comic, and now he's like obsessed with killing her, but of course he's terrified of her at the same time.
In his sexy robe.
I hate to admit this. Tank Girl in this dirty, torn wife beater and panties that for once, like, you know, it matches. She's sexy here.
I thought it was a one-piece thing, but no,
it's
not.
Oh, is it? Oh, no, it's your belly. But I don't know. She looks relaxed. Maybe it's...
I've never seen anyone pull off that color.
Her boyfriend.
Also, more side boob.
Let me scroll down. Yes, and she has a star tattooed on one of her titties. But
never noticed that before, so it's either a continuity problem or that's transfer. You know, those...
Temporary, yeah.
Yes.
I suppose. Yeah, I'm assuming this dude here has just screwed her. She names her houseplants.
There's just a lot of little things in this picture here. Yeah, that was Brixie Smith and Robert De Niro, the cactus.
See, I'm not going to ask you if you ever heard of The Fall. You'll say no, and I'll feel old. So we won't address the Brixie Smith plant. But yeah, and there's a little animal on the back of her TV that's strapped to it. And apparently she's thrown darts at it. Look under the Robert De Niro cactus.
Meek, precocious? Nah.
What, are there little animals in Australia that like you to tie them up and throw darts at them and they talk?
It doesn't look like anything I've ever seen. Maybe a spineless echidna?
I got nothing. But anyway, it's interesting to know that like the dude saying, look, they're after you, you got to get plastic surgery so they can't tell it's you. And of all people, she wants to look like Barbie Benton. I can't even think of anything to say to that.
What's with the stop crunching those crisps, woman? That's so stupid. Don't like those little things. Die.
Oh, you don't like that? Oh, okay. I don't know. What is that? What is that thing that she has in the slingshot? This particular story is confusing me.
Yeah, I had to read it 2-3 times to actually get it.
I think this is just Jamie Hewlett drawing whatever he wants to draw. I noticed in the credits for this one, nobody else is credited as co-writing it.
And no one would want to.
I think he's just making this shit up as he's going along and just drawing things he wants to draw. She finally has put some kind of graffiti on the side of her tank here. Oh, no. That's not her tank, is it? My bad.
No.
Yeah. Just getting my hopes up.
Also, with the plastic surgery thing, I don't think... changing her face, the way she dresses would be something you change first.
I don't know. Have we seen any other bitches in this post-apocalyptic future besides the one dude's lackey?
In this comic, no, but there's also Jet Girl and Sub Girl, and there's a few others who were never named.
Oh, well, okay then.
But they all tend to dress pretty outrageous.
Well, then she would blend right in regardless, I guess. Hey, look, the plastic surgeon is like a voodoo doctor.
And there's a little sign on the door, on the post.
Gone out for eternity, so piss off.
Okay.
I'm going to put that on my door. I like that. Way to drum up business there.
She actually asked, who the hell made that poster? And he's like, me. Well, it sucks. No wonder your uncle never gets any customers.
See, there you go. I like that the plastic surgeon is like a witch doctor for no reason, except it's going to be funny.
I love voodoo makeup. Have you seen The Mighty Boosh?
Is that a movie?
The Mighty Boosh is a British sitcom with Noel Fielding.
No.
It's pretty creepy.
And it involves voodoo?
There's one guy, he's the spirit of jazz, and he's got the same kind of makeup, and yeah.
Okay, no, that for some reason, I don't think BBC America carries that show.
Actually, it's not even on over here, I just happened to buy the DVD.
Oh, well, there you go. There's one panel where they cut to the bad guys, but who cares about them?
Hey, what's that little thing down the bottom?
Let me see. Oh, that's another one of those little weird little animals that just populate this story for some reason.
Already, already, already. Yeah. Orca, orca, orca.
What the fuck, man? You know what? He was definitely high when he wrote this.
Yeah. But his hand is still steady when it comes to drawing, apparently.
I'm picturing as he's drawing this, he's seeing that little animal out of the corner of his eye, and it's actually saying that to him. Artie, Artie, Artie! And he's like, what, what, huh?
Okay, the way you said it was scary.
And he felt compelled to draw it. Oh, good, the voodoo doctor is going to get drunk before he works on a tank girl.
That's, as you do.
That's a good idea. And here you...
Oh, okay. Also, just for the listeners, the bad guys are coming after her, and that'll come in later.
Yeah, we have here on this page, we're starting to see the voodoo spells take hold. And this is the exact moment when I realized that, yes, Jamie Hewlett was high as a kite when he was doing this book.
It'd be fun to draw those faces, though.
What the fuck, man? In this one, she's got like a giant forehead. And in this one, she looks like a monkey. And then she looks like an ostrich or a horse or something. Yeah, because she's got like a snout.
Hot. And then the watermelon head.
I like this one where she's like Beetlejuice at the end of Beetlejuice. She's got like the little itty bitty head.
That was, you know, that always creeps me out. Like in games, you can do that cheat to make the character's head tiny, like in Jack and Daxter. Yeah, gross.
You know, I'm not a gamer, and I'm actually disturbed to know that somebody actually made that something you could do in a game.
Oh yeah, there's all sorts of crazy crap. Oh, also the sound effects in this pow zip. Zink pow!
Oh, flap. Yeah, this whole comic has great sound effects. What's great, this is actually funny, because finally her face snaps back to normal, and then the voodoo doctor's like, oh god, that's hideous!
You know, that sort of sarcasm on the internet, I've noticed, doesn't work properly, because every so often, like on DeviantArt, I'll comment on someone's art, and I'll just like jokingly say that, and like, wait, what?
Well, in case this didn't work, he does say chuckle, chuckle, so we know it's supposed to be funny.
So I guess you put lol on the end of it.
God, do I hate all that shit. The little winkies and the...
Winkies? Isn't that from Wizard of Oz?
You know what I'm talking about, when like you do the little face and it's like winking.
Oh, yeah, smileys. I absolutely refuse to ever use those.
That is when you want to insult somebody, but you want to get away with it. Like, wow, you're a piece of shit. And then you put, like, a little smiley.
Like that obnoxious smiley face that's, you know, not really supposed to be there.
I do hate the internet sometimes for shit like that. And here's another one of those little animals at the bottom of the page. Whatever the hell it's supposed to be. Now he's saying foosh. Which means he's cursing. Because we learned earlier, foosh means fuck.
I hate foosh. What's on the side of the... I keep looking around the borders of the... page. I and made of lard.
You know what? Somewhere encoded in all of these little margin messages is the secret of the universe, and I will find it. Then I will have ultimate power. Either that or, again, Jamie Hewlett was just high when he was doing this. The bad guys have shown up.
That face up in the corner coming out of the window, I have no idea who that is.
I think that's like the dude.
But it looks like Tank Girl's face stretched out.
Yeah, it kinda does, I suppose. I was looking down here at the bottom because I noticed another one of those little margin messages as her legs disappear and she, just because she's trying to squeeze through this thing and her torso has just blown up to like 500 pounds.
It's like, yeah, I was trying to figure out what part of her body that was supposed to be. It's like with a leg there, but that's supposed to, I don't know.
We are conveniently informed the size of a water buffalo.
Nice.
Okay. This is actually good. With all these guns pointing at her, she opens the door. Hi, you looking for Tank Girl? Yeah, she's in the back.
Yes, Mr. Reed it!
go ahead.
Hi, guys, you must be looking for Tank Girl. She's in the back room powdering her nose. Feel free to go in and rough her up as much as you like. Thinking that she still looks like she did.
She is... You know what? She's stupid, but it doesn't matter that she's stupid since everything works out her way anyway.
Like Harley Quinn.
I was thinking like Bugs Bunny, but Bugs Bunny's not that dumb, but yeah. Oh, exactly. He's like Harley. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, also powdering her nose, to me, that's just a metaphor for doing, crack.
No, that's what you say when you're going to the bathroom to do crack.
Because it's still Pulp Fiction!
Oh, by the way, kids, when you're done raiding your parents' liquor cabinets, do crack. All that don't do crack shit, crack is whack and all that. Yeah, that's bullshit. Crack is really cool. You will enjoy yourselves. Don't worry. You won't get addicted. It's perfectly safe.
So, and you won't damage your nose.
No, not at all. Hey, do you guys get behind the music over there?
Huh?
It's a TV show. They like...
No.
Yeah, it's like... It's all about like the dirt on various bands and shit. And apparently Stevie Nicks did so much cocaine, she doesn't even like have like a septum anymore.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I used to work at a video store and the guy came in and he's all like... He could barely talk. He was sniffing back that much and it was so obvious he was a druggie.
Yeah, be suspicious of anybody you see like sniffling all the time. Oh, this is great. For some reason, she didn't fool them, and they know she's Tank Girl. But here you go. She has torpedo tits here to fight them with now.
Yeah, I've seen bigger in other comics.
Yeah, Power Girl is usually bigger than this.
And even down the bottom there, where she can't barely stand anymore. Yeah, seen bigger.
In your average like Image comic from the 90s. You're not even joking, because, yeah, you pretty much would. This is great, man. The dude's freaked out.
Or anime.
Yeah, how about that? I'm trying to think of this. Icon, I think it was called. Like, every chick in that had, like, tits that were, like, five times bigger than their heads. The dude is freaking out, because this is just like his dream. When her tits were growing in his dream, and now he's scared, and he shoots himself in the head because he's freaked out.
And the other guys are all like, "You heard him. We gotta wake ourselves up before she crushes the life out of our souls." And then they just, yeah, bullets to the brain pan.
Wow, I like that Tank Girl is saved here, because no matter how stupid she is, the bad guys were even dumber.
Her shirt is a little stretched out, but yeah, it's like Bruce Banner's pants.
There's no way that's... Yeah, I know. Well, as a male viewer of the Hulk TV show, I was always grateful that the Hulk's pants never did, like, rip. I mean, they would rip at the bottom.
I mean, seriously, there's a line between blue cock and green cock, you know.
I'm just wondering how in the comics he was able to fuck and impregnate Betty Banner, because...
Oh, but no, he probably gave her cancer like Spider-Man did to Mary Jane, because his sperm is radioactive.
What the fuck was up with that story?
It was bad.
Also, what's the fuck... What's up with the way they got rid of Mary Jane? What got rid of the marriage?
And the way they got rid of Eddie Brock. I mean, I love Venom, and I was never really a fan of Eddie Brock. I thought he was kind of an asshole, but he don't end it that way.
Last panel of the book, she's giving us the moral, and it doesn't make any sense, of course, as none of her morals do. And then finally...
Seconds later, blood and guts settle, and Tankel frantically searches for morals to sum up the rip-snorting... Humdinger. humdinger of a story. 21 years old and you're wearing five idiots' brains around your face because they blew their heads off right next to you. And you're supposed to think of a moral to make it all seem worthwhile? Well, screw that. Take it any way you want.
And we have a...
I just remembered what I wrote down here. If you die in your dream, you die in reality. Yeah, I had a girl in my class in 8th grade who believed that. And it was just this ongoing argument for months. I said, but if you died in your dream, how would anyone know you were dreaming about dying? And she just wouldn't sink in.
Here's what I have learned. There's no arguing with stupid people. They are just going to continue to be stupid no matter what you do to try to convince them that they're being stupid. Like, astrology. I can't believe, and you know what? It's you chicks who buy into that. Like, you never see a guy reading the horoscope.
Except gay people, maybe.
Maybe, but, and that would be, I guess, after they're done reading the gossip page. And we have a preview of the next issue here. Next, Attack of the Bolivian Mountain Cyclist Saddle Sniffers. And I bet you the next story had nothing to do with that.
It could.
Well, yeah, given Jamie Hewlett's madness, yeah.
Depending how high he was at the time when he wrote it.
Whew. So that's the Tank Girl, and I... Okay, pretty much mostly because of the fact that Jamie Hewlett clearly wrote this while he was under the influence, and the fact that I do want to fuck Tank Girl, I will give this a 7.
I will give it a 5. I don't know, 5 missiles.
I'll give it 5 kangaroos.
And the moral of this story is, in Tank Girl's world, plastic surgery is still better than what we have here.
Oh my god, that's so fucking true. Look at, who's Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yes, Catwoman.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. She used to be Catwoman. You look at her now, it's like, okay. Yeah.
She kind of looks like something out of a horror movie, like The Bride of Frankenstein or something.
These old broads... get all this work done, and all it ever does is make them look more like the Joker.
That would be funny if, 10 years after she played Catwoman, she'd come back and play the Joker.
Hey, they can get her. I mean, Heath Ledger won't complain. I mean, what if you want to do another Batman movie and you want the Joker to be in it?
That's the thing, though, you know, because we don't have cloning and robots, women try so hard to stay the same age, but it just makes them look like, monsters.
That's what, see, you're smart because you know to be 16. I've given this advice to women before on the air, and I'll say it again, don't get old. Just don't get old. There you go, nothing else to add to that. Do you have any closing words there for the audience?
Too much boobage can kill.
I have nothing much to add to that. Except that as a guy, I don't think there's any such thing as too much boobage. And on that note, we're out of here.
I'll do the theme song. Do 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 do. Yeah.
That was the theme song, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do because it's done on a little piano, and to actually do it with your voice is hard.
Okay. I don't know what I did before the internet. I really don't.
I had never lived before the internet. So.
Oh, that's a depressing thought.
That makes you feel old.
Yeah, well, most things do, so that's okay.